to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together, and just to get us started, I'll go first. And you guys, today, I'm going first about New Year's, because it is December 1st, and that can only mean one thing. And it's not going to be the thing that you think that I'm going to say. It is New Year's. It is not Christmas. It is New Year's. I don't know. For me, this year, it probably hits a little bit differently because I don't have my kids for a lot of the Christmas season. In fact, I have them this weekend, and then I don't have them again for a weekend until after Christmas. So that does have a little bit of a wah-wah effect to the season, not going to lie. But even in years where I do have my kids, I always look forward to New Year's. It is my absolute favorite holiday, and we are going to get into all of that in a second. But first, I just want to say that yes, it is the Christmas season, and I know that a lot of you are doing a lot of shopping right now. Can I get an amen? I mean, it's just kind of what we got to do this time of year. And I just want to say, and I made this little announcement over on Instagram as well, that I so appreciate when you shop through my affiliate links or you support our sponsors. It may not feel like very much to you, but from this side of things, it makes a world of difference. And you also might not realize that when you shop through affiliate links, even if you are buying from bigger stores, you are supporting small businesses, because those of us out there who are putting out the affiliate links, we own small businesses. And one of the ways that we help make our income and provide for our families is through affiliate sales. And so while I try to really not be salesy, I try to only talk about things that I really like and we really use and all of that kind of thing, it does make a difference when those affiliate links get used. So whether you are going through links from our show notes or things we mention in the show, or you head over to Instagram where I try to post a lot of links there, it just makes a really big difference. So if you're shopping through Amazon or Target or any of these places that we have links to, if you're buying makeup from Ilia or Thrive, or you're getting Plan to Eat, or you're doing any of those things, if you shop through my links, man, I just can't express enough what a difference it makes and how grateful I am to all of you. Another huge thing that makes a really big difference is when you share. You share about Live Well Anyway, you share about our Patreon, you share my Instagram, or you save things from my Instagram. That's the big new thing with the algorithm on Instagram, is if you click the little, you know, tag that saves it, or if you repost it to your stories or your feed or anything like that, man, that natural word of mouth way of getting things out is always the most effective, because people know that if you're recommending something, you actually really like it. So if you're one of the people who does that, you share about the show, you get involved talking with me on Instagram, you tell your friends about everything, I just want to say thank you from the very bottom of my heart. That is the best gift that you could give to me this season, is getting the word out about the podcast and the platform and bringing more people into our Live Well Anyway community, especially because we're going to be doing a lot of fun new things in 2022. I am so excited for a brand new year. These last couple of years have been super hard. I've had a few, let's say, wake-up calls lately where it's just like, okay, enough already. You need to wake up to your life. You need to get back at it. No more excuses. Let's get down to business to defeat the Hun. Okay, I'm so sorry. I can't help but break into song. And if I had a guest on the show, then you guys wouldn't have to put up with that kind of thing. But if you ever watch my live videos, then you know that that's just kind of what it is. I know, I'm a weirdo. Whatever, I grew up in the theater. All right, I digress. I am ready to get after it in 2022. And I'm really excited for all of you ladies who are ready to do that as well and are going to be getting on board with me. We're going to be talking about a lot of that today, because obviously this episode is all about how I am gearing up for 2022, how I'm preparing myself for New Year's and really wanting to get after it. Because here's the thing, With New Year's, where every other holiday, the actual holiday, is the culmination of everything that you've been preparing for. So, you know, you prepare and you gear up all month long for Christmas. It takes us a whole month of, and sometimes more than that, of buying gifts and making food and putting up decorations and doing this whole thing. And then it all happens, right? We have Christmas and then it's over and you got to take it all down and put it all away and you wait until next year. Not so with New Year's. It's really the only holiday like this where, yes, you can do some preparation ahead of time, but New Year's is the starting gate. It marks the beginning of something. And it's not just for a big one-time, one-off event that you're doing that is special and different and a completely out-of-the-ordinary kind of day, like Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or 4th of July or any other day. It is a time when you start looking at your everyday differently. It gives you the permission to reconsider the things in your life and how you are living day to day today. And that's where the good stuff is. I feel like that's where so many memories are made. That's where we really become who we are. And the person that we are and the character that we have, our kids remember in that day-to-day stuff. And that is the meat of what we are doing with our lives, is in the day-to-day. And that's what New Year's does for us. It gives us that chance to say, okay, this is a fresh new start. How do I want to live my year this year? What do I want to accomplish this year? How do I want it to look? What kind of a person do I want to be? Of course, you can start that at any point in the year, but this is like worldwide holiday, worldwide day when everyone is getting that fresh start. And so I just want to talk about gearing up for that day and kind of some things that can also help that shift in perspective carry on past, you know, the first week of January when we get all excited, but then things kind of, you know, fizzle out a little bit. So that's what we're going to talk about today. All right, ladies, let's take a couple of minutes to talk about hormones. One of our favorite subjects, right? I know. It can be a real bummer because we have a lot of hormonal fluctuations in our life. Everything from our cycle that spans 28 days, unlike a man whose hormones recycle every 24 hours, we've got constant fluctuations, and also throughout our life with premenopause and menopause and everything, and it can really wear on our systems and our bodies and our brains. And sometimes you just want a solution that helps you to be able to kind of regulate everything out and not have a bunch of hormones that you're taking. And that's why I want to tell you about Bonafide, a new sponsor of the podcast. Basically, Bonafide is a company providing natural solutions for perfectly natural symptoms. Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within their body, because every woman deserves relief without compromise. Bonafide has a gamut of products that you can choose from, dealing with all kinds of symptoms, from vaginal dryness to menopausal hot flashes and night sweats, vaginal itching and discharge and PMS. I mean, let's just be real about it. These are things that women deal with. We shouldn't have to feel ashamed about it, and we should be able to access resources that are actually going to help. And Bonafide has done the work. The ingredients in every Bonafide product are the result of thorough research, development, and clinical trials, resulting in every product being scientifically validated. Safety is their top priority. All products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients that are completely free from hormones and without alarming side effects. And their products are recommended by over 8,100 doctors across the country. Over 33,000 women have used Bonafide products and found help from them because they are just that good. It's a non-prescription solution that treats women's health issues using ingredients from nature as often as they possibly can to maximize the effectiveness and relief. And they're constantly coming out with new products. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use my promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for 20% off at checkout. And you can also find this link in today's show notes. Thank you to Bonafide for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. for me, I think that one of the first things that you need to do if you're wanting to create real change in your life, if you're wanting to have a shift that is going to be consistent and actually work for your real actual life, is you need to lay the foundation of first observing where you are at already. And I think the best way to be doing that is to be tracking, because yes, we can sit down and we can just think real deeply about where we're at and what our life looks like and all of that. But if you actually kind of keep your own statistics on your life, you collect some data, you actually have a little something more to be working with to see, well, what is actually going on and how can I make some subtle changes to make these things different? And then as you continue to track, you can see how those little changes are actually impacting your life and how you are living. Now, I am all for the deep consideration. We're going to come back to that in a second because it is definitely something that I do and I invest in, and I like to think deeply about all of this stuff. You know, that's just kind of like the name of the game for me. But I think that this first step of tracking is huge, because change does often happen slowly, but when you track daily or at least a few times a week, you can start to observe the differences and the correlations between what you're doing and what is impacting your life. And I think that is not only helpful to be able to see what is actually working and what isn't, I think it's also incredibly motivating, because a lot of things that we do, they don't show instant results. If we're not keeping track in some way, we may not even notice that we've changed at all. I mean, let's take, for instance, when people are doing anything with their bodies, like, you know, starting to work out. That's a big one that a lot of people do at the beginning of the new year. Well, a lot of people kind of naturally track that. They're going to see how much they weigh at the beginning of the year, or they're going to take before photos so that later they can look at the after photos and see the actual difference. Because day to day, you're not going to see a lot of change. You have to be consistent with it. You have to keep doing the little things, or nothing is going to actually happen. But you could very well, if you didn't look at what you weighed, or you didn't take your measurements, or you didn't take before photos, get a month in and think, well, I don't know. I don't know if anything has really changed. Even if you have been super consistent, you may not really realize where you started out from. And I think it applies to way more than just what we're doing with our actual, like, physical bodies as far as the way we look. It could also be for things like your mood, or how you're sleeping, or how your body is actually feeling. If you don't take some notes on those things, you may not realize what has changed or if anything has changed. It's the same for your reading life or any other habit that you are wanting to put into place. If you don't have some sort of way to keep track of where you're going and how you're doing, you may not even realize that anything has changed. I think I found this a lot back when I was a homeschooler. I would get to the end of the month and I would think, I don't think we even did anything this month. I don't think my kids learned anything. I don't think we've made any progress. This isn't working. But when I actually would take the time daily or weekly to write down, well, this is what we did, and this is what the kids learned, and these are the kinds of conversations that we had about things, then I could go back at the end of the month or even at the end of the year and look back and say, oh, well, yeah, we actually did do quite a bit. And my kids really did change and grow and learn a lot of new things. But when I wasn't keeping track of it, it all just kind of felt like it was evaporating in the wind, like nothing had really happened. So I'm a huge believer in this whole idea of tracking. Now, you can do this a lot of different ways. There's a ton of apps that you can use to track your streaks, to track your habits, things you're wanting to put into place in your life. Some apps even take care of it for you, like the Asana Rebel app. It will actually keep your stats of how often you've been working out or using their meditation apps or using their sleep stuff or any of that. Your Kindle is going to automatically keep track of how often you are reading on your Kindle. Of course, it's not going to keep track of how much you are reading in physical books, but then if you pair that with using something like Goodreads, you can keep some pretty good stats on your reading life. You can also just simply use a journal or a planner and write these things down every day. And I think it's really important to not just write down the progress or the changes that you're seeing, but writing down what you're actually doing. Because if you keep track of those things, then you know what is impacting the change. If you get to the end of the month and you didn't really take your vitamins, but you did work out and you're seeing this difference, well, then obviously you can correlate what the change was coming from. But then if you add in the vitamins the next month and the supplements and that sort of thing, and you feel even better, you can see how much it's been helping you. So you can just take some time every evening, right before you go to bed, make it a part of your nighttime routine to make a few notes about things in your day. Now you can kind of create your topics that you want to be keeping track of. I think some really good things to kind of keep track of on a daily basis, you can even do a scale, like from 1 to 10, how are you feeling? Or 1 to 5, things like your mood. How is your body feeling? Maybe make some notes of, well, I'm having some aches and pains here, or I had a headache, or, you know, whatever it is, where you're at in your cycle. I think that's an important thing to keep track of. Correlate that with what you learn about the different parts of our cycle. We have some different things, some different resources I will even mention later in this show that can help you learn more about that if that's something you're interested in. I think that keeping track of, well, how did I sleep last night? How am I feeling overall? What kind of movement did I do today? How much water did I drink? What supplements did I take? You know, kind of keeping track of all of those kinds of things. What habits am I trying to establish? Did I do those habits today? How are they making me feel? All of those different things, anything that you're trying to incorporate into your life. Did I do my evening routine? Did I do my morning routine? How are these things making a difference in my life? You can start to see the difference if you just take 5 minutes to keep track of that in the evening. So we are actually going to really be diving into this whole idea of tracking in Patreon this coming year. We are releasing this month what is going to be a quarterly tracker that you can actually go print out and put into your planner or your power sheets if you're using those, or you can even just like have it bound at Staples or whatever, so you have your like your own little notebook to be keeping track of these things in. So we've got some sort of built-in trackers with ideas of things that you can be keeping track of. And that is going to be available in Patreon this year to our $10 level members. And then our $15 level members are actually also going to get a little bit of extra support, because that is a big thing that I see for people is they make the goals, they do all of this, but then how do they follow through? How do they follow through on even using things like power sheets or making the plans or utilizing this tracker? And the big thing is accountability. If you feel like you have to show up, other people are expecting you to be there, and you have to tell them how you've been doing with this and how much progress you've been making and how much you actually have been tracking or doing what you said you were going to do, that's a big game changer. It's a big motivator to actually follow through on things. And so our $15 level members, the Eliza members in Patreon in 2022, are going to have open office hours where they can come and talk to me throughout the week. We're going to have 2 different days with office hours where they can show up to a Zoom call, ask questions, and be able to get like pinpointed, personalized advice and help and accountability. We're also going to have some other ways that we're keeping track, and everybody can kind of see how everyone is doing and sharing that with each other as this form of social accountability within the Patreon group. And we're also going to have at the end of every month a Zoom party, basically, where we get together, we talk about how the month went, changes that we're noticing, things that we're tracking, how our personal journeys are working, so that we can all come together and continue to see growth and continue to see our goals and habits moving forward instead of just falling off the bandwagon and nobody really knows because you were just doing it by yourself. And so I think that having this social accountability where we can get together and we can talk about it is going to make a really big difference. So I'm really excited about it. And we are going to be talking about that more as we get closer to New Year's. But if you want to get over in there, see the tracker. That tracker is going to be released within probably the next week or so, and we are going to start moving forward with that. But all that to say that however you are going to track, I think that is a really good baseline to be starting from to be figuring out what goals you actually want to pursue for the new year. Get yourself tracking, start figuring some stuff out and looking at your real life. Okay, you guys, I want to tell you about a brand that I have recently found that I sought out and I did my research for and am now absolutely in love with, and that is Patch Aid. You guys, I wanted a different way to be able to access my supplements that I'm taking every day. I was taking so many pills. A lot of my kids won't even take pills. They don't really super love a lot of liquids either. And I was thinking, what other way could we access some supplementation and get great vitamins and minerals and nutrients into our body without having to just keep ingesting more stuff, which, as I was finding out, doesn't even always get absorbed all that well. Well, I heard about transdermal supplementation, where you put the supplementation right on your skin and your skin absorbs it. Our skin is an amazing absorber, you guys, and it has the ability to actually take in supplements much more effectively and use them in your body. And you don't have to worry about things like making sure you eat a meal before you take the supplement so your stomach doesn't get upset and all of that kind of thing. It just is able to access and utilize the nutrients in the best way possible. So that's exactly what Patch Aid does. They have these little patches that you can put anywhere on your skin where you don't have a lot of hair. A lot of times I'll put them on my ankle or my stomach or the inside of my arm, and I get all kinds of different supplementation from these. I have used their vitamin C, which is a really high dose vitamin C, which I really appreciate. The Patch Aid patches I found from my research had higher amounts of the supplement than pretty much any other supplementation patch brand on the market. I've gotten D, Omegas. I've tried their Focus and Clarity and I really like it. And I also am using their Relax and Unwind, and it is just helping to take the edge off of all of the stress that I've been dealing with lately. And I don't want to go through the day without them. I am in love with these patches. I've also been able to use them on my kids really easily, which has been awesome. And then to top it all off, you guys, they are the most economical brand on the market. When you get a subscription to Patch Aid, you're going to be paying about one third the price of other companies because they don't waste money on a bunch of marketing and crazy packaging. They just give you the goods and they give you the highest doses that you can get available. I can't say enough good things about how much I legitimately love Patch Aid. So you can go and get a subscription to Patch Aid and they are going to give you like 48% off of their original price. But if you just want to give them a try, you can also use my code to get 30% off and see if you like them. So shop through my link, which is patchaid.com/MKK15, and you can either get their amazing subscription price or you can just give them a try and get that 30% off. And thank you so much for shopping through my affiliate link when you do your shopping with Patch Aid, which again is patchaid.com/MKK15. I so appreciate when you support the partners that I am working with, and it helps to keep the lights on around here. So thank you so much. Give Patch Aid a try at patchaid.com/MKK15. Okay, after the tracking, of course, I think it's really important to make a plan because I'm a planner and that's how I work. I think it's really important to kind of create your big brain dump that you just put down everything that you are thinking about as far as the kinds of goals and things you want to see in your life. Then you can narrow that down a little bit to kind of create your big picture of what you want things to look like by the end of next year. And then you can break that down into smaller pieces. They can even be a little bit more time focused. And then from there, you break it all the way down into more actionable steps. Now, there's a lot of different ways that you can do this. You can just do it on your own. Like that. You can buy a resource that is going to help you do that. I personally am a really big fan of Power Sheets. I have used them in the past. I skipped a year because, you know, the last couple of years have just been nuts, but I am back at it again this year. This is another one of those things that I've even been getting messages on Instagram from people going like, I really like Power Sheets. I think they're really cool. But after I do that initial work, I never end up continuing to use them throughout the rest of the year. And again, that's where that that accountability piece comes in. Whether you just find some friends that you're going to meet with every week or every month, and you're going to go over your power sheets together, and you're going to show each other, like, this is the progress I'm making. Or you're going to join an online group like our Patreon group, or you're going to form a group online or a Marco Polo group, something. I think that accountability is really that piece that helps you to follow through with it more. Create a mastermind group of other people who have similar goals to you. Do something like that to help you to actually follow through with making this stuff actually happen in your life. But I think that creating an actual plan, being able to look at that big picture and then narrow it down to those smaller steps, is incredibly helpful. Because if you don't have a vision of where you're going, you're never going to get there. And also, if you don't have the plan in place, if you create a bunch of habits that you want to do, but you don't, for one, make them realistic to your actual life, which I think is a really big step to making sure that you can follow through with your goals. And sometimes that means continuing to narrow them down to smaller and smaller steps so that you can actually do them, but also making sure that you have a plan for when you are going to do them. You can have the greatest goals in the world, but if you don't have an idea of when within your day or your week you are going to pursue those things, then it's probably not going to happen. I find that just on a day-to-day basis. If I don't know and have actually written down, I should say that as well, the things that I need to get done in my day, then for some reason, my brain starts to think that I don't have anything to get done in my day, which is really never, ever true. But because I haven't created a plan and I haven't created a flow of my day or my week for how those things are going to get accomplished, then they all just kind of go out the window. And I get to the end of the week and I think, well, what the heck happened? Well, I didn't have a plan to get them done. And so I think that is a really big component to all of this, is making sure that you not only create the goals and create the steps, but you figure out when you are actually going to do them. I think that's a really big piece. Don't skip that part of the planning process. And you know, one easier way, not easy, but easier way to make sure that you are getting those habits done, you are finding a time in your day or your week to be able to do them, is to attach them to something that you are already doing. Like for me, a big part of what I am going to be doing and adding to in the new year is things to my evening routine and things to my morning routine. Now, these are already routines that I have in place, things that I do every single day. Like every night, I take my bath, I watch my reality TV, I shave my legs, I wash my face, I do my skincare. Like, all of that is part of my evening routine. Well, I've started tacking on a few more things to that, making sure that I'm reading at least for a few minutes after I get out of the bath. And oh, I could be having my little nightly drink, whether that's Alka-Calm or Beam or whatever it is that I'm having in the evening. That can be my time to have that relaxing little drink while I'm watching my show and in the bath. And then, oh, I could actually be adding some detox to that as well. So I could be dry brushing before I get into the bath. And, you know, so it started to just develop into a bigger and bigger thing of things that I'm doing to really take care of myself. But by adding them all to this thing that I already have in place, it makes them a little bit easier to accomplish. Now, a lot of times I do have to put them in front of my face. I think that is another big thing for as you're getting ready to create goals and figuring things out and adding things to the habits you already have. I have to put, you know, like a post-it note in my bathroom with, add these things to your nightly routine or I will inevitably forget. Again, I will already be in the bath and then I'll be like, oh shoot, I was going to dry brush before I got in here, or whatever it is. It really helps to have that reminder in front of your face. So as you continue to work through this season and figure these things out and create your goals, don't hesitate to put some notes up around your house so that you remember what you're doing. But I think that all of those are some simple ways to be able to be taking the things that you're already doing and then blooming them out into something bigger that can be even more beneficial to you, but take a little bit less effort because you're not creating that time from scratch or that thing from scratch in the middle of your day. You decide to totally have an upheaval and start this new routine. If you can kind of tack it on to something that you're already doing, it's a little bit easier point of entry. Okay, but these are obviously a lot of tips and ideas that a lot of different people have talked about and had. And so for a second here, towards the end of this shorter episode, I want to share some resources that I think can serve as inspiration or just like actual how-tos for getting a better idea of how to create habits in your life and how to be moving forward so that you can actually be thinking about New Year's, be preparing for New Year's, start to consume some of these resources over the next month so that once January 1st hits, you feel really well prepared. You've gotten your brain into the right mindset to be taking on new things because you've kind of been in the deep end of learning about habits and learning about change and learning about making real progress in your life. So these are some of my favorite resources that hopefully will be really helpful to you too. Okay, one is something new and you guys are going to think like, what? But the new movie, King Richard, which is all about Richard Williams, Serena and Venus Williams' dad, who helped them get where they were going. He basically decided they were going to be tennis players before they were ever born, and he wrote this plan to make sure that they were going to be the most developed, and they were going to be the most successful, and they were going to be, you know, very well educated, and all of this stuff. He created this plan, and then he followed through with it, and it worked. Clearly. And watching how he did that, do I want to do everything that he did? Absolutely not. There are definitely things that I'm like, not so, buddy. But so much of it was so inspiring for, wow, if you create a plan and you really work with that plan, you can really go places and you can really make a ton of progress if you just stick with it and you keep at it. And that is what dedication and discipline looks like and what it ends up developing in your life or in your children's lives or whoever. And I'm not saying that everybody has got to become a sports superstar, but I do think that this movie kind of had some really interesting and valuable lessons for how to be disciplined in your life to really get somewhere that you want to go. So if you just want like a pure inspiration piece, then I say go watch the new movie, King Richard with Will Smith. It was really well done, really interesting, and I feel like I should watch it again and take notes. Like that's how I feel about this movie. Okay, a couple of books for you that I think are going to be really helpful. The Feel Good Effect with Robin Conley Downs. I had her on my podcast, I believe it was last year. We will link to that episode. It was a really good episode. I think that her book is excellent. All of the books that I am about to mention, I have both the hard copy of the book and I have the audiobook because I think that the audiobook is a great way, especially with nonfiction and some of these things that can be a little bit heavier or a little bit more technical, to be able to just consume the information, to get it in your brain and start thinking about it. But then if you have the physical copy of the book as well, it allows you to be able to go back, make notes, see the things in writing, especially if there are charts or ideas of how to work through the process, which the Feel Good Effect definitely does have. I think it's really helpful to have that actual physical copy, especially to be able to refer back to year after year after year. And so I think that the Feel Good Effect is really good. It is really reasonable. It's going to give you that whole idea of pursuing things in small, consistent steps, and then also having that 80-20 principle that if you're doing it 80% of the time, you're being successful and you don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater just because you miss a day or two or you don't feel like you're doing it as well or as big as you want to be doing it. I think it's got a really good, even scientific approach to how to be making these changes in your life. She's got really good practical examples of things. So I think that that is an excellent book and I recommend that you listen to the audio and you actually have the physical copy. Okay, another one, I think especially for people who are like five and one maybe on the Enneagram, people who really want to get technical with it, And to a certain degree, from a little bit more manly perspective, I would say, because it's written by a man, but Atomic Habits by James Clear is an excellent book. Again, it's going to kind of capitalize on a lot of those ideas that we talk about in the Feel Good Effect that you're going to hear about in that book. But it's a lot of those same ideas of like small, consistent changes that you make in your life. Another book that I absolutely love, it's got a lot of great principles for simplifying your life and getting on top of things, and I absolutely love her. She is such a hoot and so much fun to follow on social media, and that is The Lazy Genius Way by Kendra Adachi. She's got a really great podcast as well. I really, really like everything that Kendra puts out there, and I think it's an excellent book. Again, it's one I have on audio and I have the physical copy of. It's just so good. Kind of the last book that I think I'm going to mention here today is In the Flow by Alyssa Vitti. And this book is all about the ladies, you guys. There is a lot of stuff where she really is like down with the patriarchy. But if you can kind of get past all of that, she's got amazing information for women on how our bodies work, how our brains work in conjunction with our bodies, how we're constantly changing all throughout the month, how you can't expect the same things of yourself in week one as you can in week three throughout your cycle month. I mean, there is just so much information. She really does a good job of getting to the science of things, of pointing out how a lot of studies that have been done on productivity and just the way our bodies even work have been conducted on men. Not a lot of it has been with women. And I'm not saying that as like a down with men patriarchy kind of perspective. I'm saying that from just that's real. That's the truth. That is what a lot of our science and medicine is based on. And so if we can walk away from that and say, okay, but how are women's bodies actually different, and be able to use that to our benefit and actually, you know, structure our time differently and have different expectations of ourselves throughout the month, I think that can have a real impact then on even as we are preparing for something like New Year's and the kind of goals that we want to undertake and the way we are going to be going about doing them. If we look at it from a perspective of how our bodies actually work and how our brains actually work throughout the month, we can structure those goals a little bit differently, because it may not look like, okay, every single day at this exact time, I'm going to do this exact workout and I'm going to feel great. Well, our bodies are different every week of the month. So maybe that's not going to be the best plan. Maybe it needs to shift from week to week and you need to create a few different plans for, well, in this week of the month, this is how I'm going to do it. And this week of the month, this is how I'm going to do it. It's a little bit more planning, but it's much more effective. And I think it will also produce results that you can actually follow through on, because you're not going to get to that week of the month where your body is feeling sluggish and you just can't do that exact hard-hitting workout at that time of the day. And you're going to have the grace and the foreknowledge to be like, well, my body isn't even supposed to work like that right now. So this is what I can do in this season of my cycle. And you can then not get as down on yourself and you can be a lot more successful in the long run. And so I think that taking in information like Alyssa Vitti puts out there, or some of the other ladies that are out on Instagram, you know, if you can just be even looking like Kate Northrup, there have been some episodes of the Goal Digger podcast where she talks about cycles. We've referenced them in the past. I think if you can be taking in some of that information and applying it to how you are going to establish your goals for the new year, that's going to be really helpful to you. And so this is a lot of information I've thrown at you right now when we're a month out. Literally, it's December 1st today. We've got 1 month until New Year's. But if you can start, you know, you don't have to read all of these books, but if you could start thinking about reading or listening to one or two of them, you're going to be more in that mindset once January 1st comes. You're going to be a little bit more prepared. You're going to have done a little bit more of the legwork to make your goals and resolutions more possible and practical And you're going to be able to follow through on them better because you've laid the foundation. You've taken the time over this month to start thinking about tracking, to start really paying attention to what your actual life looks like. You've done a little bit of that planning, the creating the big picture, doing the brain dump, figuring out what you want next year to look like. Now, obviously, once Christmas is over, you've still got that week, and we are going to be talking about this a lot more with the podcast and definitely in Patreon. I'm going to be mentioning some things on Instagram. But if you can start getting into that mindset, you can then really do some really in-depth, hardcore planning in that last week of the month before we actually hit New Year's. But I just want to encourage you to start now. Let this be the thing that starts to kind of light a little bit of that fire under you, to be thinking about some of these things, having it in the back of your mind, starting to, you know, bite things off in some small little pieces, so you don't have to do it all at once, and you can really begin to get yourself in that mindset so that when January 1st comes, you can be much more prepared and ready and capable of taking on a different perspective for 2022. All right, you guys, I sure hope that this episode has been helpful. I love getting to chat with you every single week. We have got a lot of new fun episodes coming out throughout the month of December. We're going to be talking with Plan to Eat next week. The ladies over there, they are so much fun. It's going to be a Christmas and tradition centered episode. We've got episodes coming up about favorite books from the year and other things about preparing for New Year's. So it's going to be a really good month. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, then please do so. Tell your friends about it. Thank you so much for being here. If you want show notes to today's episode and any of the links that we talked about, any of the books, like I said at the beginning of this episode, if you shop through our links, it really helps to support the show. Also, when you support our sponsors, it makes a big difference, and when you share about the show. So you can find today's podcast notes if you go over to mackenziekappa.com and click on podcast. You can also swipe up in whatever app you are listening to this podcast on. And of course, you can find links to all of the things over on Instagram. You can find me over there at Mackenzie Coppa. And if you haven't ever said hi, I would love to chat with you over there. All right, ladies, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And until next week, have a wonderful beginning of your December and go be bold and gracious.